We'll bring you the May 30th, 2014 rain report in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. From the studios of the Radio Amateur Information Network, I'm Will Rogers, K5WLR, with this rain report. One of the better forums at the 2014 Dayton Hamvention was one sponsored by the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Emergency Communications. Quoting from the Hamvention Forum Guide, auxiliary emergency communicators volunteer to provide backup emergency radio communication support to public safety and emergency response professionals and their agencies. Amateur radio's role in emergency communications was crucial during the August 2013 Government Flat Complex wildfire near Dolles, Oregon. Brennan Smith, telecommunications specialist with the Technical Assistance Branch of the Department of Homeland Security's Office of Emergency Communications, was there.
In August of 2013, I deployed to the Dalles, Oregon, as a communications unit leader for the Oregon State Fire Marshal's Incident Management Team to support a structural task force during what was called the Government Flats Complex. The training that I received through OEC allowed me to support all communications needs for that task force and work effectively with our partners, the Oregon Department of Forestry, which is also known as ODF. So I'd like to explain how I became a COML, my experience during the Government Flats Complex, and how I feel the training that OEC provides is actually helping people out there in the real world. COML is a position within ICS that stands for Communications Unit Leader, and a COM-T is a communications technician. The Dalles, Oregon, if you're not familiar with it, is located at about 84 miles east of Portland, and it's about 30 miles northeast of Mount Hood. The city has a population of over 13,000 people, and on Saturday, August 17th, 2013, a fire started in a remote area about 15 miles southwest of the city. The fire was started after a series of thunderstorms moved through the area. The fire was actually made up of three fires, the Wells Road fire, the Blackburn fire, and the Government Flats fire. And in the wildfire community, when you have multiple fires in the same geographic area, it's referred to as a complex. Because this fire affected the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Forest Service, Department of State Lands, City of the Dalles, and other private landowners, an incident management team was established to ensure the needs of the stakeholders would be addressed. The fire, driven by high winds, grew from 540 acres on August 17th to over 3,000 acres on August 18th. Once local fire district, Mid-Columbia Fire and Rescue, could no longer defend residents' homes from the fire, they requested assistance from the state of Oregon. A conflagration was enacted on August 18th by the governor, and the Oregon State Fire Marshal deployed three structural task force units to help the local fire district protect those structures. I wasn't actually deployed until August 19th, and I was the COML to provide support for the structural task force. And by this point, when I arrived, the fire had grown to almost 6,500 acres. The incident commander from the Oregon Department of Forestry and the Oregon State Fire Marshal's office developed a unified command system to deal with both the wildfire suppression part and structural protection. The command staff established an incident command post at a local high school, then